Good morning. The mighty 690 KGGF. It's 72 degrees right now. I was just chatting with our guest here, Keith Beaumont, from the Sun Group. And we just didn't get a spring this year, Keith. We went right from winter straight into the dog days of summer.
Yeah.
And now we'll just, like, ride this out until the Snow-Nado comes and gets us all.
Yeah, exactly.
So, first time I've had you here in the studio in a couple of weeks. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to be back. We've been busy, so we've just done some call-ins, but we're here today. So.
Well, I don't want you to feel obligated, you know? I mean, if it's like you can't get here, that's fine. As long as you call in.
Right.
I'm happy. I don't feel neglected. I don't feel ill-used. I feel okay. I know he'd be here if he could, but he can't, so the phone works just as well.
Still get to hear my voice.
Yeah, that's the important thing. I had an auction the other day. How'd that go?
Hey, everything went great up there. Mm-hmm. That was that auction I've been talking about, the land auction that we had coming up. We had some property in Butler, Marion, and Chase counties. We sold four tracts up there. All those sold really nice. They all went more than what we expected, way beyond our expectation. So just to say that the market is still very much hot.
Along with everything else.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yep. So it all went great. We sold some of that farm ground up there.
Mm-hmm.
For $7,000 an acre.
That's pretty good.
So, yeah. So, another track we sold for around $5,600 an acre. Mm-hmm. But, again, it went way beyond what we thought. So, good time to consider an auction if you got some property. It's, like I said, the market's still pretty hot for that. So,
well, we'll talk later about what sort of properties would be suitable for an auction. But you've got some listings you want to share with us.
Yeah, you know, I still got that one in Sedan. I've been talking about it. So for some of those that might not have,
Our Brian out there, he lives between Sedan and Independence. So,
oh, okay, yeah, okay.
He knows that. He says you have to drive on some dirt to get to his place.
Yes, yes.
So we're trying to reach you there on your phone.
Yes, I'm. Let me have to shut that off.
Yeah, well, maybe check, see if it's important. You know.
Yeah. I know it ain't that important. sorry about
that. We're so, like, we're slaves to these things.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. It's and it's always making a beeping sound.
Yeah, I was watching an episode of The Office last night. You know, I love that show.
Yeah.
And Ryan, the young guy that was the temp to start out with, they were in a trivia contest, and he was just, like, flipping through his iPhone, and they said, well, you can't have your iPhone. So they took it away from him, and he decided he couldn't play because he could not be not touching his iPhone.
I know. Well, it's like all these questions that they the radio shows used to do. You know, you can call in and win something if you got it right. And I was telling my wife the other day, I said, you know, that's not really fun no more because all you got to do is look it up on your phone real fast
exactly.
and call in.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It ain't like it used to be.
Yeah. Nothing is the same.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill Gates.
Anyway, so just talking about that property down in Sedan, 253 acres. For those that ain't heard me talk about it or haven't heard me talk about it, it has a couple really nice ponds on there to fish on. It's got a lot of oak trees, rolling hills, bluffs, a really neat property. And it would make a great place to build. It does have income because they have some oil on there.
Right.
They also ran some cattle on there, and they weren't deer hunters, but it's loaded full of deer. So they leased it out to a person that would come down once. They really about once a week every year. So.
You have to do that, otherwise they're like living in your living room or whatever. You know,
yeah,
going through your garden. Otherwise, it's a
right.
Explosion of population.
Right. Yeah. So if you're into that, it's got plenty of that. It's a really neat place. You can check all these out too on our website at sungrouprealestate.com. And let's see. I will talk about too. We got a little property up there in Toronto, Kansas. It's actually just a house there in town. It's not that far from the Toronto Lake though.
Mm-hmm.
Within about a mile. I talked a little bit about that too last week. So. Let's see, I got a property that I was going to talk about today. It was in Benedict, just had about 5 acres, really neat little property just right outside of town.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing just went under contract. I literally listed that thing 20, what I had about 20 hours later.
Yeah,
already had a contract on that.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, you know, but again, that's what I'm saying. The market's still pretty hot, so... you know, and you know, that was where I was talking about even last week a little bit about some of those properties are better for auction, especially in a market like what we're seeing right now.
Well, so, what makes a property really auction suitable?
Well, most properties are suitable by auction. All types of real estate, including anything from residential, commercial, farm, ranch, which we've been doing a lot of. Even, you know, vacant land, recreational, all that stuff are sold at auctions. Not all property, however, I wouldn't say is suitable for auction. If a property will only appeal to just like a narrow group of buyers, auction, you know, might not be the most effective way of selling the property. But, you know, that's all things that we talk about when, you know, when we come out and meet you and look at what you have and kind of help you make that decision on and what's best for your situation. Is it auction or is it just a traditional listing? So either way, we do both of those. So some of those are better than others. But, you know, at a time right now, that's what I've been saying. You know, it's a lot of those that maybe weren't so suitable for auction now would be, just because, again, the type of market we're in, and it's more desired right now. So,
okay, well, what's this about a two-thirds rule?
Yeah, so that's kind of the way I was taught in auction school.
Actually, they have auction schools.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yep. And when I was at auction school, the two-thirds rule, this involves knowing the market, the property, and then the seller situation, like I was talking about. And so generally, if the two of the three parts, market, seller, and the property, leans towards an auction, then the auction should be offered as an option. And so, but, you know, that's why I was saying again, you know, that's where we look at it, and we kind of figure out your situation, what you got, and make that decision, help make you that decision,
okay,
which is the best way to go. So,
let's say I'm a owner of a piece of property, and I want to unload this piece of property. What would make the auction the preferable choice for me to make, other than just like dealing with a regular real estate sort of thing?
Yeah, so as far as reasonings for why you should be doing it, I mean, there'd be like people's maybe is a need of immediate cash.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously a quicker sell. You know, you're going to set a date and move real quick to it, and you know it's going to sell on that date.
Uh-huh.
So that would be one reason. So maybe the seller is moving out of the state, needs things gone quickly. I mean, you know that you got to be out by this date because maybe you're starting a new job in another state or a long distance away, and you want to be all your ties away from here. So that's another thing that to consider. Just wants to liquidate everything, maybe retiring. Again, these are just some reasons people sell like that.
Yeah.
Seller may be an auction-minded person. I mean, we have a lot of those that just love the auctions, always went to auctions for
just
years.
Just wants to hear the auctioneer.
Yes, yeah. And just that's the way they choose to sell personal property stuff and their real estate. So that's another option. You know, maybe has already purchased another house. Maybe you've went out and you bought another house, and so now you have that old house, and it's you're paying for that thing.
It's got
to
go
there. Yes, you want
right.
to you want to get rid of it and get going, and you certainly don't want to pay for two of them very long. So,
well, I understand some folks will think of an auction as being like a fire sale for a distressed property. Is that a fair assessment or no?
Well, no, not today's world. And I understand, you know, years ago that was mostly what they were. But the majority of auctions today don't result from foreclosures or really financial situations, but rather are a result of the sellers choosing a cost-effective, accelerated method to sell a piece of property. So, for example, in today's market, more farmers and ranchers prefer auction rather than you know, waiting around for months to sell their property. And an auction is truly a win-win situation because, you know, the sellers obtain immediate cash and the buyers purchase the properties for fair market value. So the price is determined by the opening competitive bidding. So again, you know, it's a good option. It doesn't necessarily mean because you see an auction anymore that there's a reason for it, because someone's struggling financially or it was a repossessed property or something.
Or they're on
like
the
that.
Lam.
Yeah.
Got to get out of town quick.
That's right. It's just because it's just a good option. I mean, when we were selling some of this farmland that we sold yesterday, just as an example, and when we talk about fair market value, well, where's the market at? Well, we can look at this and talk to a lot of professionals about where do you think this is going to sell, and everyone's got an opinion. But, you know, we sold this for some of it, you know, almost twice as what we thought it would go. So, again, that's the fair market value that we talk about that you find in auction. So it's a great option. That's why a lot of people lean towards it now. And so it's something to consider. And like I said, maybe not everything's for auction, but for those things that are, it truly brings it a good tool to have.
Right.
And another thing, too, that I know they kind of touched on it last week, what we're doing with our auctions, not only are we doing our live in-person bidding, the live bidding, but also we're bringing our online auctions,
right,
and
yeah,
we're bringing them together. So that's even even a better thing to be able to bring all that together. We put all that together yesterday at that auction. So we kind of really had three different ways we were taking bids. We had people on the phone as phone bidders. We had people online, and then we just had our live crowd. And so for some people that might have actually watched that yesterday, we even had a camera so you could watch the whole auction. And I just think it's really neat. And it's just really an open way of getting kind of everyone together when maybe you're not together, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm,
so
sure.
And we got a nice little app that you can download, Sun Group Real Estate. If you look it up like in your Play Store or something like that, you can get that app, and you can just follow the auction right on. It's really easy too. I mean, you just go in there, you can see all the tracks we got for sale, you can see the one we're auctioning, you can watch the video on it, and you'll be able to hear where we're at. Plus we have our girls that we got a couple computers up there, they're typing in them bids and pushing buttons to show you where we're at during the auction. So I mean, it's real simple. All you got to do is just register for that, just to be a bidder. But I mean, other than that, I mean, again, that's just talking about how we're doing everything in our auction world and just trying to use every avenue that we can just to be able to serve our clients to the fullest,
right,
you know, and offer them everything we can. So it makes us kind of unique in what we're doing, and it works real good. So,
all right, I'm sitting at home listening to this right now, or I'm driving in the car, and I'm sitting on a piece of property that I'm considering putting up for auction. You're going to tell me whether or not my piece of property has what it takes to be successful at auction, right?
Uh-huh. Yes. 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 Okay. Yes, exactly. So, I mean, the most thing, and so the seller must have a realistic, so let's just say that too. Let's be realistic about what we're selling to. You know, if you have a good, fair sales price, and this is the most important, I mean, someone shouldn't expect to get 3 and 4 times above the market value, but I mean, here again, we were just talking about how that can happen.
Right.
So know where the market value is, and if you know where that's at, then you know where you should be, and then expect anything. You could expect to see double the price. I mean, you don't know it's an auction, but that's the most important thing.
That's so why they hold the auction.
That's right, yeah. So if you've got a realistic idea of where the market is, which we'll give you, because we got plenty of comps and things that we've did with thousands of acres that we've sold out throughout the years, and we're able to give real good values. We can show you what those are. That's going to give you a great idea of where it should be. And then, like I said, again, let the auction do its thing. So that's probably the most the biggest thing that makes that auction successful is making sure that you're going to be in the ballpark. So,
well, let's we've talked a lot about auctions, but folks should not just think of Sun Group as an auction only type company, right?
That's right. That's correct. Yes. And that's right. Good point. We do auctions, you know, land, personal property, but also we do appraisals, and we got a great appraisal team, and they've gotten some stuff that I think that no one else in the state offers. They got a product where they can give quicker evaluations of a piece of property. So, yeah, we do that. Auctions, and then of course real estate. Now when we do real estate, we do commercial, residential, farm and ranch, and we list those, again, not only by auction, but we also list them as a traditional listing. So just kind of a pretty well-rounded company and what we offer. So
how do folks get in touch with you?
Well, if the best way to get a hold of me is to give me a call on my cell phone.
Which we have right here, as we heard earlier.
Yes.
He's never far from the cell phone.
Yeah, I'm never far. I carry it with me everywhere. So it's 316-680-5131. If you guys are up in Fredonia and you want to stop by the office, feel free to do so. We're at 431 North 6th Street in Fredonia. That's just downtown on the square, just west of the courthouse down there. So if you want to come by, the office phone number too there is 620-607-2445. And if you got any questions about auctions, listing your property, your house, residential, farm, ranch, land, personal property auctions, again, online, live, we do it all. Just give me a call. I'd be happy to come out, look at it, talk to you about it, let you know what I think, and then you can make a decision from there. Nothing's tying us together just because we talk. So,
right, no obligation.
That's right, no obligation. So, again, call me on my cell phone, and it's 316-680-5131 if I could help you.
That's Keith Beaumont, Sun Group, real estate, appraisals, auctions, and all that kind of stuff like that there. Talk to you again next Friday here.
Thank you, Bill.
The Mighty 690. Oh, anytime. Mighty 690 KJGF.